101.975 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you, broadcasting live from the center ahead of Sixers Kings here on 97.5 The Fanatic, the Sixers Radio Network. This is Sixers in 60. I'm running solo tonight, minus Brian Seltzer, who is not with us tonight. So it'll just be me and you until 7 o'clock, right up until tip-off. And I will get the phone calls involved, 610-632-0975. When you come on down, we're right by Section 105-106 at the P.J. Willihan's here inside the center. Again, a big game for the Philadelphia 76ers. And when you also come by, we're broadcasting live from the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. So far this week for the Philadelphia 76ers, a light one with only two games so far on the docket as they took care of the Indiana Pacers on Sunday, nationally televised game 106-89. That was the return of Joel Embiid, who contributed 33 points and 12 rebounds in his first game back since the All-Star break. He missed the first eight games after the All-Star break, so his return was much needed, and a big-time win over an Eastern Conference opponent as they fight for seeding in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Follow that one up with a Tuesday victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. A little bit closer than we expected, but hey, a feisty Cleveland Cavaliers bunch getting the win 106-99, paced by Ben Simmons, who had 26 points, 8 assists in the victory. Also almost had contributed another triple-double for Ben Simmons. And right now they are 43-25 on the season, as they every game going forward means so much, with 14 games remaining, trying to fight for a spot somewhere around the 3 or 4, 5 seed, along with the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers. And with the Indiana Pacers victory over the last couple of days, they jump a half a game up on the 76ers. But if the Sixers again win tonight, they will jump right back into that third spot simply because of the tiebreaker, where they have the 3-1 tiebreaker season series win over the Pacers. The Boston Celtics took care of the Sacramento Kings last night in Boston at the TD Garden. So the Sixers do get a Kings team that's coming in a little bit, winded from playing a very good game last night against those Celtics in Boston last night. So a couple of days off for the Philadelphia 76ers since that Tuesday game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, where they got the victory, and just a nice game for them to figure out some things, because there were some things in there that you didn't necessarily like with the 16-point lead. You hope they were able to hold that and not have it as close at the end, but in the clutch, they did get some big-time help, of course, from Joel Embiid, who had some big-time offensive plays as well as defensive plays to help secure the win for the 76ers on Tuesday. Tonight, they feature a game against a tough opponent with the Sacramento Kings, a young up-and-coming team going against De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. They are led by those two young players. That backcourt is tremendous so far on the season, putting up some very good numbers. The last time these two teams met was on February 2nd, where the Kings took down the Sixers 115-108, and part of the reason why it was a loss was because of Buddy Hield could not miss that night against the 76ers at their home arena. So a little bit of revenge for the 76ers tonight as they again get ready to host the Sacramento Kings. 7 o'clock tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We also do have a pair of tickets to give away for the March 28th game against the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday, as they will hopefully handle their business against the Brooklyn Nets, a team that has played the 76ers very well. And not only are there just tickets for that particular game, but you also will qualify to the best caller for this hour. Again, we're running up until 7, right up until tip-off. The best caller for this hour will also get those tickets to go along with the opportunity to play in our annual knockout game following the Sixers-Nets game on March 28th. Right here at the center. So if you have dreamed of shooting on the 76ers home floor here at the center, that will be your opportunity to do so by being the best caller for this hour here as we talk about the 76ers. Get ready for this particular game, what you're looking for, what you're also looking for the remainder of the year with this basketball team, again, with 14 games remaining on the 2018-19 schedule. So we'll give out the numbers, 610-632-0975. Also, earlier in this month, Ben Simmons was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the games played between Monday, February 25th, and Sunday, March 3rd. that would total his numbers, his stat line for the month, 16.7 points per game, 13.3 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 1 block shot, filling up the stat sheet for your all-star point guard. And his play has just been tremendous over the last couple of weeks for Ben Simmons. Something he's really locking into, his free throw percentage has picked up over the last few weeks as well, where he's stepping to the free throw line confidently, going up there and knocking them down. So as we start to get closer again to the postseason, as the team and Coach Brett Brown starts to work on specific things that he wants to see from his team, one of the things I think everyone is really focused on is Ben Simmons and his contribution at the free throw line, which has not been great, but confidently right now stepping to the free throw line, feeling good about what he's doing as he steps there and knocks down his free throws. And it's going to be key for this team, as we know, going down the stretch, as they will implore the opponent the hacking the Ben Simmons strategy of trying to force him to the free throw line, keep it out of the hands of someone like J.J. Redick and Tobias Harris, forcing Ben Simmons to step up there and make those free throws, which is something that we haven't seen consistently from him at a high percentage. And right now, with him shooting somewhere in the mid-70s over the last few weeks, it's a big-time step for your second-year point guard for the 76ers, as he confidently grows game after game after game into what we hope, will, again, will be a long, long-term career here in Philadelphia. So these small steps that we've been talking about over the last year and some change going up into, of course, this game right now with 14 to go as they fight for another playoff spot with 43 wins on the season, every little thing helps. So the confidence level picking up, and it's something great to see. And again, having the All-Star nod from Ben Simmons, getting the opportunity to win the Player of the Week for the week of, again, dating back to February 25th to March 3rd. These are small little things. Yes, individual accolades, but the recognition that he's getting from his peers and the coaches, of course, around the NBA, just something that can always help out a player. And we hope that this continues, this trend with Ben Simmons. His last game, again, the 76ers, a close game over the Cleveland Cavaliers. But if there was one player that we said played steady throughout the entire night, it would have been Ben Simmons, again, flirting with another triple-double, leading the team in scoring at 26 points, the 8 assists, the double-figure rebounds, only 2 turnovers in 40 minutes that he played on the floor against the Cavalier team that they needed to win, and he helped, again, go out there where every little thing mattered in terms of what he was able to contribute in that game on Tuesday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So once again, 610-632-0975. We are broadcasting live from the Sixers Center, of course, the center where the 76ers are hosting the Sacramento Kings tonight, a 7 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic. Tom McGinnis on the game call, and as you do find your way on your way down here to the arena. It's beautiful outside. You know you have the windows open and you're listening to us on your way here, and you want to share some thoughts on this game. Again, 610-632-0975. The best caller on the night, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the March 28th game. That's a Thursday night, as the Sixers will host the Brooklyn Nets. The beauty of it also is the fact that you get to participate or qualify to participate. If you win these tickets tonight, you will be on the floor post game with the rest of the staffers, of course, for the Fanatic, and many other Fanatic people, Fanatic listeners, as you participate in Knockout on the floor after the game. And it's always a beautiful thing. I'm not shooting. I've already bailed out. I know what I can do. I've done it already. People have seen me do it. I can hold my own. I'm going to let other people go out there and try to win that Fanatic Knockout tournament on March 28th. So the best caller will win tickets to the game March 28th against the Sixers and Nets. And then after that, of course, you will be on the floor with the rest of the listeners and the Fanatic staff to participate in Knockout, plus some other Sixers staff as well. They jump in there and they can play Scott O'Neal. 610-632-0975. So on the other side, we have a long run, 25 minutes, and we will take your phone calls right here. 610-632-0975. This is Sixers in 60, live from the center. I'm Devon Givens, and of course, it's presented by Toyota.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. The new normal has arrived. The moment when a product that once drove good people to the black market is revealed is one that's now creating a global market. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
76ers favored by 9.5 at home tonight with the Sacramento Kings. The total at Wells Fargo Center, 233. Kings playing the second night of a back-to-back after dropping their 11th straight at the TD Garden, falling to the Celtics 126-120. Villanova, 6.5-point favorite over Xavier in the semifinals of the Big East Tournament tonight. Madison Square Garden, New York City. Duquesne, a 6-point underdog to Davidson in the Atlantic 10 Tournament at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Flyers plus 170 on the money line of the Maple Leafs tonight. Maple Leafs favored minus 190. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sutton, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night.
Sports betting is here at three locations. Parks Casino, the South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook. All your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best at three locations. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, plus the South Philadelphia and Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook. 21 game with Chronicle 100 Gambler.
What a night. If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parks is Pennsylvania's number one casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parks Casino. What a night. Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Fanatics, spring's almost here. Imagine popping open the top on a brand new Jeep Wrangler at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They're making dreams come true during the spring sales event. Right now, make no payments for 90 days or get savings up to $6,000 on the vehicle that's become an American icon, Jeep Wrangler. Nobody is making better deals on Wranglers in March than TurnersvilleJeep.com. But guys, you got to take action. Visit the website, pick your Wrangler, then set an appointment with my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com, and you'll see why Jeepers are driving across the tri-state for their better prices, better selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com, and tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Jeep Wrangler Sahara, MSRP $55,980, selling price of $49,980 includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer, except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade, cannot be combined with other offers, and March 31st, 2019.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets? Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. By customizing a unique plan for your lawn, Natural Lawn will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. So call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10, available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
Anderson 400 series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Check this out. This flexible jam liner makes a tight seal, even if the rough opening isn't perfectly square.
That's, great, Dad. I was just seeing if I could get a ride to Kendall's.
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series Windows, the window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentlemen's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Tomorrow night, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year.
They're both risking everything.
Errol Spence Jr.
Here he comes.
Takes on Mikey Garcia.
Mikey Garcia.
For the World Welterweight Championship.
Oh, what an end.
Spence Jr. versus Garcia. Tomorrow at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view. Order now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Collison shoots it. Wild shot, no. Embiid with a rebound. Embiid outlets to Simmons. Simmons turns the corner. Down the lane. Oh, yeah. A jam by Ben Simmons. And that rocks the rim and the crowd.
That, of course, was the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the month of the week of February 25th through March 3rd, Ben Simmons. This is Sixers in 60, broadcasting live from the center, presented by Toyota. 610-632-0975. We are broadcasting from the P.J. Willihans by Section 105, 106. If you have the opportunity to stop on by, say hello. No Brian Seltzer. He has the night off, so it's just you and I tonight again. And don't forget, we are giving away to the best caller of the hour 2 tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th versus the Brooklyn Nets, and 1 spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. And also, when you stop on by, again, as we told you about the Dietz and Watson Broadcast Center, broadcasting live from there, we are presented by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide, online at realphillydeli.com. 610-632-0975. We start things off on the phones in Overbrook with Miles here on Sixers and 60. What's going on, Miles?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm going to tell you, man. When I'm looking for this game, man, I'm looking for adjustments that Coach Brown's going to do. You know what I mean? How they going to defend Buddy Hill and stop him from getting on the high streak? And I want to see the boys get down on a box, man, with these little guards. Yeah, you know I mean? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Ben Simmons taking boys down. I haven't seen Harris getting... Whoever's
sticking
him that small,
sticking
him on the box.
Yeah, and to your first point about the game against the Sacramento Kings when they played the Sacramento Kings, and again, a tough one, 115-108 was the final score for the Sixers, and Buddy Hield had 34 points that night against the Sixers out there on the West Coast. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid both played that night. No J.J. Redick. He was off in that particular one. But, again, just to see what those guys did, 12 of 21 for Buddy Hield, 7 of 13 specifically for Buddy Hield behind the three-point line. Then De'Aaron Fox with his 5 of 14 from the field for 19 points, 8 assists in 35 minutes. They were just fantastic, man. It was an amazing display of what their backcourt was able to do. And coming off the bench, you had Marvin Bagley, who they couldn't keep off the glass. He had 13 rebounds. So this is a very active Sacramento Kings. Some young, fresh legs that they have with this team, Miles, and they have to get after it. Listen, it's going to be a run and gun type of game. But Sacramento played last night, so you're right. Sometimes when you get them in the half court, punished him. Have Ben Simmons on the block against some of these younger guys. You know, Harrison Barnes is now there, so maybe he's going to try to defend Ben Simmons from time to time, or you know, Norman Shumpert, who was in the starting lineup that particular night. So it's going to be a good matchup against this team tonight. And some things to again, Miles, watch out for as of course, we get ready for the postseason. And I hate to do that, but with 14 games to go, we know what it's all about. It's about getting that chemistry together and getting ready for the postseason and seeing them improve as we get closer to the end of the regular season going into the playoffs.
Now, that's true. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Embiid did play that game, right?
No, Embiid did play that game. It was J.J. Redick who was out that night. Embiid, as I have the box score right here, real fast, 29 points, 17 rebounds for Joel Embiid. Landry Shamet, but now with the Clippers, of course, he started for J.J. Redick that night, only 8 points. Ben Simmons had 22 and 8, and Jimmy Butler 29 points for the 76ers against the Kings.
That's what I need to see from Jimmy Butler, man. I need to see him play like he wanted to play, man. I just think he's been, like, more laid back than aggressive.
That's the one mystery, Miles. Thanks, man. We'll qualify you for the tickets to the Brooklyn Nets game on the 28th. And that's the one mystery that everybody, and I just heard Mike talking about it with Ty and Andrew, where everyone's trying to figure out Jimmy Butler and his style of play with this team and why he hasn't been, I guess, more aggressive on the offensive end. Defensively, there's not a lot to complain about when it comes to Jimmy Butler, but offensively, when he picks his spots from time to time, we get a little frustrated that it takes so long for him to really get going, and especially when we see opportunities, moments in the game where the Sixers just flat out need his offense, his isolation play, his bully ball mentality that he implores on the floor. They need that desperately from time to time when the offense slows down in a half-court set, and you hope consistently that you get it. And the thing about it is, it's a great luxury to have because you have arguably the best starting five in the NBA outside of the Golden State Warriors. As we talk about it, we project them out. We know with them again being the five guys on the cover of Sports Illustrated, these are the guys that we look at and say, hey, with this lineup that they have, we're so lucky to have it. We're greedy with it. And we want, hey, you want that. You want to take care of that greed, right? You want to make sure you get something from every single person. If we could, you get 20 a night from each of them because they're all capable in the starting lineup of dropping 20 points against any opponent that they have out there. Now, you don't get it consistently enough, especially from an all-star, four-time all-star like Jimmy Butler, someone who you know can put up 20-plus at any moment and go off on his own individual spurt. And we don't see it enough. We see opportunities. We see one-on-one matchups, to Miles's point, where you have these one-on-one matchups and you see where, okay, you can have this 6'7 Jimmy Butler. He can take this smaller defender on the block. Or even if it's not someone who's necessarily that much smaller, but just defensively, they're not good enough to stay with Jimmy Butler and his offensive repertoire that he has overall. So it is something that we all keep our eye on. And again, he had the last game off against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He will be available tonight against the Sacramento Kings. 29 and then last meeting against the Sacramento Kings for Jimmy Butler. Hopefully he puts up similar numbers tonight against this basketball team. 610-632-0975. Sixers and 60 with you until 7 o'clock. Tom McGinnis will have the game call for you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike is heading down here to the center, checking in with us on the phone. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, man? What's up?
What's going on? It's going well, man.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. What you got for us?
My Sixers point, I want to see some lockdown defense tonight. I want to see a little bit more of McConnell and sit some of Redick, because when McConnell's out there, I see a spark, and I like that spark, and it needs to keep going.
Yeah, I also like the energy that T.J. McConnell, of course, brings to this team. But I also want to see, Mike, as you're talking about J.J. Redick, I want to see him get going, man. I mean, I want to see some consistency, getting back to the shooting that we know J.J. Redick can do as he's having a career year. So I don't want to sit him too much. The issue with him, as we're talking about the shooting and what he's not doing, it's really the defense that's really starting to stand out as well for him, or the lack thereof, and I think that's just something that, you know, as him being out there and cutting down maybe minute-wise from Brett Brown, giving him a certain amount of minutes where he's not using him too much, because if we're expecting a deep run from this basketball team, you're going to need all hands on deck, and the outside shooting, of course, of J.J. Redick is going to be key.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I haven't been seeing the shooting. And since we got those smaller guards and J.J. Redick maybe not be able to hang with them, I want to see McConnell, see if he can do it. A little bit younger, a little bit quicker maybe. Let's see what happens.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Hang on, man. We'll qualify you for the tickets, of course. If there's anybody that I want to see in the game more because you're deciding to sit now, J.J. Redick, it's going to be someone like Mike Scott or James Ennis, not necessarily T.J. McConnell. And I get the whole thing with T.J. McConnell and the energy. James Ennis does the same thing, but he also brings you that length on a defensive end where Billy Lang and the 76ers like to play that switching type of defense out there in the perimeter. So I would go more with the length at that point if we're going to go minutes. So I'm starting to really divvy up my minutes there and watch the amount of time that I give James Ennis and what he could potentially give you on the floor. And then in that case, if you're going to bring that in, that's where I'm going to have the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands, in Ben Simmons' hands to initiate and run the offense for the 76ers when J.J. Redick does come out of the game. But I think we need to be careful with how we look at J.J. Redick. Yes, the defense is an issue right now. It's a team defense as well. So they have to – this is a coaching thing as well as – one of your players is being picked on defensively like J.J. Redick is. They're seeking him out. It's the job of the coaching staff to also do the same thing on the opposite end and have those guys also be caught in defensive situations where it's going to benefit the 76ers. And I know that the 76ers like to do that. I know that's something that Brett Brown and the coaching staff seek out when you have a weaker defender, just as some are pointing out the same for J.J. Redick. That's what they're going to do. That's how they're going to try to combat that and mount that. So while we do look at that again, we have to be careful because while J.J. Redick is in a shooting slump, he's not shooting as hot as he was in the past. He is a shooter. He's an elite shooter in this league. Shooters go through tough streaks. Klay Thompson for the Golden State Warriors was awful for the first 2 months. And all he did from after October and November not playing very well, the month of December and January going into February with them picking up their wins, he also picked up his play enough again to get another All-Star berth out there on the West Coast, Western Conference, for the Golden State Warriors. So, come on, and before you say all divine, is Klay Thompson and J.J. Well, J.J. Redick is an elite shooter in this league. While he may not be Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, there's respect from the opposition. If you remember, when the Sixers acquired Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, and Boban Marjanovic in that trade with the Los Angeles Clippers in the introductory press conference, they were talking about Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. Mike Scott stopped the media and simply pointed out, let's not forget about J.J. Redick. So you have one of the tougher defenders on your team that we want to see a little more on the floor, and Mike Scott pointing out one of your players who we're picking at because we can pick at them because they're good, a 43-win team, someone we expect to make a nice run in the Eastern Conference. We have someone like that on your team where you have one of the players that everyone is starting to like a little more because they get to see Mike Scott more talk about how good, how great J.J. Redick is. So I think we might want to be careful, a little more careful overall about how we look at J.J. Redick and want to sit him down because as much as he might give up on defense, guess what? It's not just him. There's other players out there as well giving up points on the defensive end, and they all need to pick up their defense. Team-wise, overall, they all need to pick up their defensive play. It's not just J.J. Redick. They all have to do it out there on the perimeter. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again, Sixers and 60 live from the center. We're broadcasting live by P.J. Willihan's at Section 105-106 here until tip-off right here on the Fanatic as the 76ers host the Sacramento Kings. The 6 o'clock hour tonight for us is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. When you call in with your Sixers point, don't forget, we're here until 7 o'clock. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the best caller to the Thursday, March 28th game as the Sixers host the Brooklyn Nets. After the game, we will have our annual knockout tournament. You all want to be out there on the floor. Well, we're giving away a pair of passes, so the best caller will have an opportunity to win those tickets and then participate in our knockout event on March 28th following Sixers Nets. 610-632-0975. You want to jump in before we get out of here at 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Jimmy Butler with a two-hand jam.
With only 14 games remaining in the regular season, the Sixers look to keep a lock on the third seed in the Eastern Conference. Sixers, Kings, tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, the Fanatic.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family-owned since 1883. J.L. Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
JL Freed Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10. Available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
FMLA. FLSA. ACL.
It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings, just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Tom Kalish from K11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks, they haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all, or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At K11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles, well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
For the Sixers, Joel Embiid outside left, crosses over, Turner gets by and dunks it. Whoa, what a play by Embiid. By far and away his best play in the game. Fluid motion, wicked crossover, drives it, dunks it on the left wing on Turner. Joel now with
arguably the best play of the game on Tuesday. Well, that was against the Pacers, but if you go back to Tuesday against the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he had Jordan Clarkson lost in the lane, Joel Embiid did, and he simply turned around, found a way to get a shot off Joel Embiid, threw it off the front of the rim, and you always know how it goes. The shooter knows where the shot is going to be missed, if that is in fact going to happen, and he grabbed that board and banged it right over the rest of the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is Sixers and 60 live from the center, right here by P.J. Willihan, section 105-106. This is our location for the rest of the season. If you're coming down to the home games, the Sixers do play Boston on Wednesday here at the center, a big game against a Atlantic Division opponent. Of course, the Celtics have a 3-0 series season lead on the Sixers for this season right now. So that's going to be a big one just in terms of how the 76ers go into it, with the approach of going in there and letting the Boston Celtics know here at home that they are not the same team. They are a team that is going to be reckoned with if they do, in fact, meet up in the playoffs, and it's not something that's really in the head of the Sixers of beating the Boston Celtics. 610-632-0975. Again, broadcasting live, Sixers and 60 from the center, section 105-106, minus Brian Seltzer tonight. He has the night off. Tom McGinnis has the game call at 7 o'clock, tipping off against the Kings here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Jill and Warrington next on 97.5 The Fanatic and Sixers and 60. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Devon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it.
First of all, we want to say you're one of our family's favorite on The Fanatic. You do a great job. We love listening to you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
This question is actually from my 9-year-old son. He was wondering, if you were Brett Brown, who, as we're heading into the playoffs, who would be in your 9-man rotation?
What's your son's name?
Ethan.
Ethan, well, tell Ethan that my rotation, of course, is the starting five, along with Boban Marjanovic, Mike Good Scott, one. T.J. McConnell, yep, and James Ennis right now. That would be my 9-man rotation, Jill, and Ethan.
That's exactly his.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. But, Jill, I'll also look at it this way as well. Situationally in the playoffs, depending on who the opponent is with the big man position, while as much as I like Boban Marjanovic, Jill, there are going to be those times where you have those athletic big men that maybe will pose a problem for him. Now, while he'll pose a problem for them with his height and his size on the offensive and defensive end, the same can be said on the other side, where they may take him out on the perimeter. So then, Jill and Ethan, I might decide to go a little bit more along the Jonah Bolden route, maybe Mike Scott right at the five. And sometimes, personally, of course, me, and everybody knows, I like Amir Johnson more than most.
Right. Well, thank you, Devon, for taking my call.
Jill, thank you so much. Tell Ethan I said thank you as well, and really appreciate the kind words. 610-632-0975. And that is my 9-man rotation going into the playoffs based on what we've seen as of late. Maybe Jonathan Simmons steps up in the next 14 and I might change my mind. But as of right now, James Ennis over the last 2 weeks has earned my respect, where I feel like he should be in that 9-man rotation and one of the first wings off the bench if Brett Brown is deciding to go that way. So that's me. That's my that's just my opinion. And again, I just think with a lot of things that they have, it is a situational thing because of how the depth now is there for Brett Brown and his rotation. He can go a lot of different ways. T.J. McConnell is going to get his minutes. Maybe there's a series where T.J. McConnell may not get a lot of minutes against the Brooklyn Nets, and they might go Jonathan Simmons because of his length and his athleticism. It might not be for 15 minutes. It could be for 7 minutes. Whatever it is, it's what it is. And I think that's the beauty of what Elton Brand was able to do at the trade deadline by acquiring Harris, Marjanovic, and Scott, and then also bringing in Simmons and Ennis. And I know Simmons, Jonathan Simmons, hasn't done a lot to ingratiate himself here in Philadelphia with the Sixer fans. He has not been great. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it at all. He has not been great for this basketball team. But that being said, he is someone who has playoff experience with the San Antonio Spurs. He does have length. He does have athleticism. It's all about controlling himself on the offensive end and not being as excited, if you will, as we talk about Jonathan Simmons. 610-632-0975. We had the East Windsor next, and Anthony on Sixers and 60. Anthony, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? Long time no speak. I used to talk to you almost every Friday.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on a lot of it, but like the early 2000s and the 90s, I think, you know, those teams played like they were hungry and they played together. It wasn't someone trying to outshine each other. And I just think they should put their personal feelings aside to try to gel as a unit as soon as they can. I know they didn't have that much time together all on the floor, but I mean, if you really want it and want that championship, they gotta bring it all together.
Well, and I think they have put their personal feelings aside, and part of what you're seeing from Jimmy Butler is his ego is not getting in the way, where he's not allowing it to impact the game, where you feel like he's forcing and looking for shots just because he's not getting as much as he would like within the flow of the offense. And we know he likes to get things a lot isolation-wise, and that's not the way that things are going right now. And Brett Brown said it, that he wants Jimmy Butler to shoot more threes. Now, I'm a little bit against that, Anthony, because that's not his strong suit, but at least he's saying publicly that he wants him to seek out some more shots, some more shot opportunities.
Yeah, I would just like to see him play more like Jimmy Butler, like when he was on the Bulls or Minnesota.
I agree, man, and that's one of the things that, again, it's just a puzzling thing and that everyone is trying to figure out, and as we try to figure it out, we hope it really clicks for him and the team once the postseason gets closer. We know the final game of the regular season will be on April 10th, and by then, going into that weekend, we know the weekend will be the 13th, 14th. That's when the playoffs will start. Hopefully we're talking about a series at home, right? Starting off that first game, game one, against a sixth seed, hopefully. And Jimmy Butler, we're talking about somebody who's starting to pick up his play offensively. Anthony, thanks for the call, man. Hang on as we qualify you for those tickets to the March 28th game against those Brooklyn Nets that they might have a chance to see they might have a chance to see them in the playoffs, period. And they are one of those teams that has given the Sixers trouble, right? They've given them some trouble, and they play really, really well. They're very well coached by Kenny Atkinson, D'Angelo Russell, a first-time All-Star for the Brooklyn Nets. And then you look at what Spencer Dinwiddie is able to do and contribute on the floor. They've gotten back from injury Caris LeVert. They have a big man in Jared Allen, who's a nice defensive big man, an athletic big, who can pose problems for the 76ers as they get into the lane and go up. Now, Joel Embiid can also give them problems as well, get him in foul trouble, and that would benefit the 76ers. 610-632-0975. This is Sixers and 60, broadcasting live from the center, right by Section 105-106 at P.J. Willihan's. If you're on your way down here, you're just getting here, whatever it might be, you have time before you get to your seats, stop on by and say hello as you get ready for the Sixers Kings game that will be broadcast live right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Butch, we got you first on the other side. Everybody else, hang tight. We'll get to you when we get back. Final segment of Sixers and 60 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Sixers and 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jimmy Butler with a two-hand jab.
With only 14 games remaining in the regular season, the Sixers look to keep a lock on the third seed in the Eastern Conference. Sixers, Kings, tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Stop. Before you consider an import, Armin Chevrolet asked you to think. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years. And
And Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer. Starting at only $29,995, the beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof. Bank acquisition fee and AOA 1-tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate 4 times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets? Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. By customizing a unique plan for your lawn, Natural Lawn will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. So call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting, and that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to williamhill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
He dunked it! Oh, man! A powerful rebound putback.
Was from the other night against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Joel Embiid. This is 6 and 60 broadcasting live from the center. Devon Givens, no Brian Seltzer tonight. He has the night off, so we are appreciative, of course, of all the people who stopped by here at the center to say some nice things, say hello, really appreciate it, and all the callers, of course, calling in to participate in the show ahead of the game. Always much thanks to you guys. We will be back here for 6 and 60, I believe, for the Bucks game on Thursday, April the 4th. That will be the next 6 and 60 with Brian Seltzer and I. And I believe our final one will be the regular season finale, the home finale, again, of course, against the Chicago Bulls. That will be an 8 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic. And hopefully the Sixers, again, will have that third seed locked in. And I know I keep saying the third seed because I'm trying to look at it realistically, the first and second seeds with the Bucks and Pacers, Bucks and Raptors, pardon me, respectively, have those two seemingly locked down. And if that is the case, they have it locked down. That third seed would be perfect for the Sixers. And again, depending on who they play against that night. 610-632-0975. I will not be in with you tonight for In the Post. Sticking around here, hanging out the game with my daughters tonight. So D-Lineham will have In the Post from 10 to midnight following the game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I will be back on Monday, I believe, 6 o'clock. To do some things with you guys. Of course, let's go to Butch in the Northeast as promised here next on 6s and 60. What's up, Butch?
Hey, Devon. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Real quick, Jimmy Butler, you got to let him start being Jimmy Butler. You got to let him, I think you got to start your offense through him and then run it through Embiid down low. I prefer to see Embiid play down low. This way, you're not going to have problems from other centers because they'll get them in foul trouble and they'll be on the bench. And that includes Horford, whatever you want to call it.
Here's why I'll counter with that one, Butch, is I'm still more of an inside-outside type of game guy here because of the fact that you do have Joel Embiid. And yes, you're right, Jimmy Butler needs to be more involved. We know about the dribble handoffs and all those things for J.J. Redick and those screens that they set with him with the pin downs, and he's able to run off all those screens. But Jimmy Butler has to do some of those things as well, and a lot of those things for him, if he's able to do it, which I know he is, I mean, we've seen him go off for plenty of points, Butch, he has to do some of the similar things, maybe not as much, and then give him those ISO situations, I believe.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think having Jimmy Butler run the dribble handoff is playing to his strengths.
No,
you got to play to his strengths.
To your point of the strength, Butch, I want to see more pick and roll with Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. But I want Ben Simmons to be the screener so he can be that role man.
And I agree with everything.
And I think that opens up a lot of stuff for Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons as well.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything you're saying. And I just, you know, the handoff to Redick, everybody's sitting on that now. They see it coming. And that's why a couple times you'll see Ben get that wide open run to the basket because they played that handoff. But another question I have for you, and I really respect your opinion when it comes to basketball. What's up with Sheik Milton? I'm looking at his stats down the G League. He's killing it.
Yeah, Shake has been killing it all year in the G League. Butch, thanks for the call, man. I believe that Shake, this is just my estimated opinion, and I don't know anything. I believe Shake will be, of course, on the bench for the 76ers as the season ends, and he'll be up here and maybe get a little bit of run from time to time. But I wouldn't expect anything in the postseason. Not ready for that. As good as he's been playing, he's not. They're not ready to throw him in those situations in the postseason against whoever the opponent might be. Kyle in Philly joins us next in 6s and 60. What's up, Kyle?
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm kind of wanted to mention all these people are calling in about Jimmy Butler and they want to see him be more aggressive. Are these the same people that a couple months ago said, you know, they wanted them to chill out, they wanted them to fit the Sixers scheme and, you know, play their ball? Now, you know, it seems like everybody's taking back what they said. And do you think that's fair? Do you think maybe he's a little timid whenever, you know, everybody a couple months ago was saying they want to see him?
Well, a couple months ago, it was really based off that ESPN story, Kyle, if you remember. It was all based off that story, the fact that it got out that they had a little bit of a blow-up in the video room against after the Portland Trailblazers game, and it was something that they played off there. So, I mean, I don't think he's worried about anything like that. And look, I think he's just really focused on what the season is giving him and what's presented to him in front of him right now.
Sure. I mean, I would love to see him step up as well. I just, you know, when things are going good, everybody said they told you so, but now it seems like, you know, just kind of contradicting what they said before. But
no, I understand, like, because a lot of people were frustrated about it. You're absolutely right. A lot of people were frustrated about his lack of play or lack of energy, and then that story comes out and all of those good things. So I totally understand. Thanks for the call, man. We're going to finish Sixers and 60 off with Colin and Del Ran on 97.5. What's going on, Colin?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, man. What's up?
So I'm heading down to the Sixers game tonight. I just wanted to get your opinion on Toronto.
Toronto and Milwaukee, Boston, those are two teams, of course, three teams, Colin, that scare the mess out of me, because the way Kawhi Leonard is able to speed Ben Simmons up and make him uncomfortable and get him out of his comfort zone, that's going to be problematic. And with the depth that they also have overall, like the addition of Marc Gasol to that team, Jeremy Lin as a backup point guard to Kyle Lowry, I like that Toronto team, and I think they pose problems. Can the 76ers beat them? Yes, I think they can beat anyone, but they have to get out of their own way, if you ask me, Colin. What do you think about the Toronto Raptors?
So I think we can get past them. I'm more concerned about Milwaukee, honestly.
What's the one thing with Milwaukee that really stands out?
Milwaukee, they got the length with Giannis, can get to the rim, and he's surrounded with shooters. That scares me.
Okay, well, listen, man, Colin, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. We do want to announce the winner for the tickets to the March 28th game against the Brooklyn Nets and the chance to participate in our knockout tournament afterwards, and that will be Miles in Overbrook. He's our winner, so, Miles, congratulations. We will see you on the 28th, and, of course, we'll be broadcasting that Thursday night right here from the center if you are able to stop by. A lot of people to thank, starting back at the studio with Brian McLaughlin for producing the show, Mike Von Floto here at the center, engineering the game, engineering everything, and making sure we stay on the air. Of course, he always does a great job with that. Mackenzie, James, really appreciate it. And Allie, welcome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it as well. And thanks to everybody who stopped by. Thanks to D-Line for filling in for me tonight on In the Post after the game. So I will be back with you guys on Monday, 6 o'clock. Hopefully we're talking about another Sixers win as they get ready to take on the Sacramento Kings tonight. No Brian Seltzer tonight, so we hope you had a nice night off. Coming up next will be Tom McGinnis live here from the center ahead of Sixers Kings basketball. Hopefully the boys can get a nice win tonight over these young upstart Sacramento Kings, who did play last night against the Boston Celtics. But hey, it's the night for the Sixers to do their business and handle things properly. Jimmy Butler goes off against the Sacramento Kings. So for everybody here at the center, everybody back at the studio, I'm Devon Givens. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Sixers and 60 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.